It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 16th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, a bunch of tech companies are announcing earnings. Yahoo rallied yesterday on a good report. Google and IBM announce earnings today. But in the last few weeks, there's been a discussion brewing about a tech bubble, with companies and stocks being overvalued. Are we in one? Will it pop? Will this time be different than the dot-com bust? Let's get a gut check from Kevin Roos. He's the author of Young Money, Inside the Hidden World of Wall Street's Post-Crash Recruits. He also writes for New York Magazine. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's the tech bubble?
I'm out in San Francisco, and I can report that people here are a little bit worried. Tech stocks have been trading down. People are wondering if this is the beginning of 2000 part two.
I've been trying to think of an analogy for this, and I've been thinking about the first time I ever got on rollerblades. And it was like I kept discovering that I could go faster, and so I kept going faster. And then I realized when I got to a really high speed that I wasn't sure how to stop. Is it possible for these big companies and investors to kind of just tap on the brakes a little bit?
Well, that's the question du jour. People are wondering, can we just have a small tech crash? I mean, one of the problems is that investors are fickle. People don't trade on fundamentals necessarily. They trade on basic human emotions like fear and greed. And the only model we have for a tech crash is the big one that happened in 2000. So when you talk about a tech crash, people immediately, their minds jump to pets.com and they start selling. So the thing we're about to figure out in the next week or two is whether we can sustain sort of the miniature crash that we're seeing now without spiraling into something much worse.
What does all this point to for you? What are you interested in how this might play out?
In both cases, in 2000 and today, what causes the biggest declines in the market isn't that some company comes out of nowhere like pets.com and people with a unified voice say, that sounds crazy, I'm selling my stock. It's these little events that sort of change the narrative where people start saying, oh my God, I better take all my money out of tech stocks. And fear breeds fear. And pretty soon you have a crash. These things become self-fulfilling.
So I have a part in that narrative, as do you. What do you think I should be saying here or thinking about?
Well, it's always more interesting to cover a 40-car pileup than a 2-car fender bender. So I don't fault the media for wanting to cover this as if it's a 2000-style crash. But I think we actually have a pretty enormous responsibility to be sort of prudent, saying that, yes, stocks are down, especially tech stocks, but I think we can help point people toward more rational analysis if we just ease up on the pets.com references a little bit.
We'll do our best. Kevin Roos is a writer for New York Magazine and an author. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Consider this awkward reality. We love our devices, but we don't always love where they come from. The companies that make complex chips and other electronics sometimes source precious materials from countries where industry fuels instability. Here in the U.S., manufacturing can take a toll on the environment. The Center for Investigative Reporting has taken a close look at environmental damage stemming from the tech industry in Silicon Valley. Santa Clara County has more Superfund sites designated for cleanup than any county in the country. Business reporter Matt Drange says it all goes back to the early days of chip making.
Back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you had companies like Fairchild and Intel making the first computer chips. And they cleaned them with heavy-duty industrial solvents that later leached into the ground and made the groundwater there undrinkable.
What are the tech companies that, you know, are the residents of this area doing about it, and what's their level of awareness about it?
I would say the level of awareness is pretty high, given that the ones originally responsible have been forced by the EPA to clean up these sites.
And we think of some of these companies shipping hardware and sending software all over the country and all over the world, but some of the waste that's being extracted from the ground is also being shipped all over the country?
That's right. And so the way it works, you can think of it as kind of a Brita filter on your kitchen sink. They're large 10,000-pound filters that they pump the groundwater through. And once those filters are full, they then have to go to treatment plants, which are basically big incinerators. And so a lot of Silicon Valley's waste, for example, ends up at treatment plants on Indian reservations in Arizona or rural eastern Kentucky. Once it gets there, the filters are burned, which create their own waste and other byproducts such as dioxins, and they have to be sent off, et cetera, et cetera.
Did you get the sense reporting this piece that our ingredients, at the very least, are getting better, or is the problem getting worse?
At least for the ones here in the United States, the chemicals, you know, they don't use as high concentrations of TCE. Sometimes they don't even use it. They have other alternatives that are somewhat better, still problematic. But I think the real problem is the production abroad, where you don't have the EPA saying, hey, you should really not use that chemical.
Matt Drange is a business reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Matt, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
We've tweeted a link to Matt Drange's report. We're at Marketplace Tech. One tech PSA before we go today from the dreaded update department. You may have noticed Facebook is forcing mobile users to install a new and separate messaging app. The company says the change is great for users, more efficient and streamlined. But before the two-week deadline U.S. users have to make the change, you should think about your privacy settings. The default on the new app is to display your location. Ah, the march of progress. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.